The United Kingdom and Russia are in quite a standoff over a case that, I mean, honestly sounds like a Cold War thriller. A Russian national who spied for Britain was poisoned along with his daughter using a Soviet-era nerve agent. This attack happened in the small southern English city of Salisbury. And this poisoning is one of more than a dozen suspected hits on Kremlin critics in the United Kingdom. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Salisbury.
As the head of the Salisbury City Council, Matthew Dean thought he knew everyone in town. Until one Sunday last year, when he stopped at a local pub for a beer.
There was this very loud, late middle-aged man with a thick Russian accent in a white tracksuit drinking vodka. And that's not the sort of thing in Salisbury that you see very much.
A little over a week ago, Dean found out the man was Sergei Skripal, a 66-year-old former Russian intelligence official. Skripal had been jailed in Russia for passing state secrets to Britain, then freed in a spy exchange. He'd lived in Salisbury since 2011. On March 4th, he and his daughter Yulia were found slumped on a park bench here. They'd been poisoned by a military-grade Soviet-era nerve agent. Retired cathedral worker Sally Smythe is having a coffee near the cordoned-off spot where the Skripals were poisoned.
To see so many police on the streets and so much cordoning off was a little unnerving for the first few days.
Public health officials have now warned that hundreds of people may have been contaminated by Novichok, the Soviet nerve agent used in the poisoning. Like others, Smythe is concerned.
We've really received information very, very slowly and not very accurately.
Salisbury is not used to this.
As a run-of-the-mill week, we'll probably focus on things like parking charges in the city.
Joel Riddle is editor of the local newspaper. He says authorities have been tight-lipped.
They keep saying they won't be giving a running commentary on the events as they're unfolding, so it has been difficult to get the facts that perhaps we would like to have got.
Down the street, there's an open-air market. Simon Stevens sells fresh roasted coffee here twice a week. He worries about a confrontation with Russia as Britain withdraws from the EU.
To me, this is just another reason for staying part of the EU, because we're much stronger as in a block of other countries. Alone, I don't think we... What can we do against Russia? You know?
Skripal's poisoning seems to follow a pattern of attacks on Kremlin critics who live in Britain. Reporter Jane Bradley was part of a BuzzFeed UK team that uncovered 14 suspicious deaths. The British Intelligence Service says they're now looking into those deaths. Bradley spoke to NPR by Skype.
The deaths that we covered range from supposed suicides, falling out of windows, and even one case where a scientist supposedly stabbed himself with two different knives.
And yesterday, another Kremlin critic was found dead in his London home. Police are investigating. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Salisbury.